Do you have some gum?
Oh, yeah.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
This is on Raja, first name R-A-J-A, last name Bakri, B as in boy, A-K-R-I, 13-1935. This is an 89-year-old woman from Syria, lives with her family, her daughter and her family. They've been here. Her daughter's name is Rima, R-I-M-A, who's a primary caregiver. Thank you. Hey, can you hold 1 second? Can you hold 1 second?
Hey, Dr. Johani.
Hi, get your blood pressure. I'll be right with you. 1 second. Her name is Rima. Rima tells me that mom has had a history of dementia for some time. In the past 3 months, she's eating less. She's lost weight. She's total ADL dependent. She has bowel and bladder incontinent. Rima, her daughter, does a great job taking care of her. She looks refreshed and quite well taken care of, period. The paragraph for other medical issues includes hypertension, coronary artery disease, dementia, and renal insufficiency. Patient only has very small amount of her kidney that's working. That's evident by the fact that she has fetal edema and shortness of breath with activity and has slight volume overload, period. Patient also has had issues with low back pain for some time. She's only taking Tylenol. Her daughter is afraid to give her anything different because of the fact that... because the fact that she is afraid that might affect her kidney. Period. New paragraph. Patient used to ambulate with walker, but is no longer able to do so. Period. New paragraph. Patient is only able to walk with the help of Rima and her family, walking along with her, but mainly she's sitting down in the chair and transfers to the bed at night, period. She does have mild swelling in her lower extremity, as was mentioned, which is multifactorial, period. She has shortness of breath with activity and continues to have increased confusion, period. Patients has had about 2 pounds weight loss and a decreased appetite, which is unavoidable given her advanced senile degeneration of the brain, period. Patient stage 4 renal insufficiency is the patient realizes that with stage 4 renal insufficiency, she's at a high risk of kidney failure and total kidney failure and is not interested in any hemodialysis at this time. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. KPS score is at 40%. Thank you.